Free Talk Live, 855 453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-453. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
I am back from, was it 1 or 2 weeks away that I well, it seems like it's
been, I think it was
like forever, you know.
Yeah, that's the best answer.
You don't know?
That was one
Sunday.
Really? It seemed like 2 weeks.
Maybe it was more than a week.
Whatever. It was certainly more than a week. But anyway, I am back. You can. I had a little trip down to Florida. I had to go get my wife, drag her back to the frozen tundra. It's
spring. By her hair, right?
The spring
you clubbed
is,
her over the head.
Spring is spronging here in New Hampshire. So. She was willing to come back. Anyway, you can just call it 855-450-FREE. It's time to plant the garden, so she's actually somewhat excited to be here. Pretty soon, I'll be getting the pigs.
I don't know. I was pretty mad. I mean, you're hanging out in the sun in Florida, and we're just toiling away.
Yeah, that's right.
Here at this radio show.
You guys barely handle it here.
Oh, it's so rough.
Well, and we'll be taking your calls at 855-453, but we do have an interesting story here that may make Free Talk Live completely irrelevant.
I don't think it does. And first of all, the reason why you may be saying that, Mark, is because The Guardian, surprisingly to me, has run an article with the headline, "News is bad for you and giving up reading it will make you happier."
A newspaper says to give up reading the news.
Yeah, and that you would be happier if you stopped reading the news.
See, now, if you listen to Free Talk Live, that's just it. You're listening. You're not reading.
I see.
So,
yeah.
Not only that, but it's not just a news show. It's commentary. And most of the stuff that comes up on, I think very little of what we talk about on Free Talk Live or the other six nights of the week is talked about on Free Talk Live is reporting the news. It's mostly talking about big ideas and commenting on current events, right?
Yeah, to some extent it can be enraging to sort of listen to or do Free Talk Live when you adopt the ideas of liberty and these are principles to live by. And
not as bad as some other, you know, quote unquote liberty shows, though. I think there are lots of people out there who claim to be liberty talk show hosts and they're all gloom and doom, and Free Talk Live is a way more hopeful perspective, I think.
I understand. I guess I found hope when we moved for the Free State Project down in Florida. There didn't seem like hope was really part of the picture for the liberty mindset. There was sunshine, and that's nice. But, you know, when it came to seeing something different, I just didn't think we were going to see changes in for the good in governance in Florida. So picking up and moving to New Hampshire, we've seen some good changes, but mostly for me, it's hope and being around people that think like I do.
Right. So, okay, let me read you a little bit more about this article. There are basically 10 reasons, and it's rather lengthy, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just pick out some sort of key excerpts. But there are 10 reasons why this author, Rob DeBelli, is saying that giving up the news would make people happier. So in the past few decades, the fortunate among us have recognized the hazards of living with an overabundance of food, obesity, and diabetes, and have started to change our diets. But most of us do not yet understand that news is to the mind what sugar is to the body. News is easy to digest. The media feeds us small bites of trivial matter, tidbits that don't really concern our lives and don't require thinking. That's why we experience almost no saturation. Maybe he meant to say satiation, like it's not very satisfying.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, unlike reading books and long magazine articles, which do require thinking, we can swallow limitless quantities of news flashes, which are like bright colored candies for the mind. Today, we've reached the same point in relation to information that we faced 20 years ago in regard to food. We're beginning to recognize how toxic news can be. Now, before we get into the reasons why news can be toxic, according to this author, I would have to say, I just want to say that I do subscribe to this. Like, I don't feel like the people who sometimes call into Free Talk Live, I'm not quite where they are. The people who say, oh, you know, it's just an idiot box, and if you watch TV, you're a mindless serf and slave, and it's actually literally controlling your mind. Like, I'm not there yet, but I do stay away from the news because I have noticed that being sort of chained to it was associated with less happiness in my life.
Well, and it's always, if it's something that's like that important, you're going to hear about it no matter what you do.
Yep.
If you don't even have, even if you don't have a computer, you're going to hear about it.
Totally true.
What I found with the local news specifically is that it's just full of crime and murder, and with some rape tossed in for good measure, and, you know, so of course child molestation, that kind of thing. And these are things that are pretty rare, at least where I've lived and the things that I've experienced. So
right.
I think that what it does is it kind of gets your mind hyped up for a world that doesn't exist, and it tends to create for you this scary reality, this scary fantasy that is not reality.
And some people can't tell the difference between what they see on the news or what they see on TV and reality. I mean, it really is kind of divorced from reality, and they have incentives to do that because they want people to watch, so they have to be kind of sensational, and they want people to stick around through the commercial break, so they have to give people something to stick around for, but a lot of people don't realize that that may not necessarily represent reality.
And they get caught up in it. Like, for instance, kids, as I understand it, you know, I only know the kids that I know, but kids aren't playing on the street, out in the street the way I used to. When I say out in the street, outdoors the way I used to. You know, it's not like we were spending all the time in the street, although I didn't live in a dead-end street. So, you know, we could play ball in the street and did. And when a car came along, we got out of the street. It wasn't that big of a deal. But, you know, often people just aren't, you know, they don't want their kids to go outside because some scary guy is going to snatch them up and take them away.
You know, back in the late 80s and 90s, my mother was super afraid of that. And, you know, my parents have always been people who have been avid TV and news watchers. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it was overblown, for sure.
Another thing is this idea that kids are going to die if you leave them in a car for 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, that a kid in a car seat strapped in there. Admittedly, they're strapped in, but it's the law. They've got to be strapped in. And it's so time-intensive to get them in and out. And people just act like the kid's going to die if somebody runs in, drops off the dry cleaning, and jumps back in the car. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm out of the car for 2 minutes, and people really do get all huffy about it. There was one gal called in here to the show, and I thought this was really telling. She put the child in the car, took the cart back to the grocery corral several spaces away, like 3 or 4 spaces away, came back to her vehicle, and there was a woman practically hyperventilating next to her car because she thought that that she had left her child in the vehicle. Mm. And she had left her child in the vehicle long enough to take the cart to the grocery corral.
And could probably see her car the whole time. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I don't really know what the seeing thing is. I mean, if the car is going to spontaneously combust, you know, it's going to combust whether I'm in it or not. You know, frankly, the child's in more danger when I'm in the car driving it than when I've left them in the car to go into the store for 3 minutes or
that's
something.
That's the first point in this article, is that news is misleading because it's focusing on these things that are dramatic and flashy, but they're not necessarily the most important issue or like the root of the issue or even the most common thing. Like a plane crash makes news, but car crashes don't, and they happen way more frequently.
Yeah.
And people are more scared of plane crashes. That's like the classic example of it.
Yeah, you know, just real quick on the kid thing. I mean, it's not just the news that does that too, but it's commercials. And I mean, there's like whole product lines based around the idea that your kid is going to die at any second, which just isn't going to happen. But, I mean, the news reinforces that. But, I mean, these people are creating, like, these false, like you said, false realities that just aren't there. This world that doesn't exist. And everybody's just kind of scared. And same thing, like,
I think when they're scared, too, they keep watching the news because they want information. They want, clarity.
Yeah.
You know, they want the news to give it to them.
Well, they want confirmation bias.
When we were looking at buying a car, we got a Toyota Prius, my wife and I, and I wanted to get the plug-in Prius because it would use less gasoline, and I think that they fight wars over gasoline, and or you know the oil in order to make gasoline. And my wife, she wasn't really sold on that particular thing. And it's expensive. It's a $30,000 vehicle. but she was sold by the safety measures. Mm-hmm. Now, what are the, you know, how do you quantify safety in a new vehicle versus a 5-year-old vehicle?
Oh, it's a whole different
game.
Good
question.
And I just don't know.
Yeah, the car companies have changed things so much. It's designed to protect you, but it's not designed to protect the car. There's so many changes.
Okay.
It'd be a long conversation.
855 453 Free Talk Live.
Do you watch the news?
Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, a daily minute program to help you overcome the habits you want to break and establish new ones in their place. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Are you reaching for the right thing in your goals? We often think that something will make us happy if we can attain it, only to be disappointed when we reach our goal and discover we're still as unhappy as we were before. Experience teaches us that things cannot keep us happy for very long. Multitudes of people have had the experience of putting their careers ahead of everything. They work long numbers of hours, ignore the development of personal and family relationships, and often end up wealthy, but possibly unhealthy and lonely. Good relationships and good health are two of the things that feed happiness, and they should be at the very top of all of our list of priorities.
For more information and insight on how you can make good habits and break bad habits, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled Meyer.org. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the new book by best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer. In this new book, Joyce Meyer starts by examining the nature of habits, overcoming the habits you want to break, and establishing new ones in their place. Making Good Habits, Breaking Bad Habits, 14 New Behaviors That Will Energize Your Life is the latest book from New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. It's available wherever books are sold.
The year is 2118, and today's international disputes and frictions have become meaningless. Or have they? Even as humanity masters faster-than-light travel, first contact with aggressive aliens reminds Earth that history is always prelude, and that a global house divided against itself cannot stand. Wall Street Journal best-selling author Dr. Charles E. Gannon creates an action-adventure thriller where humanity will be forced to unite in order to fight fire with fire. Fire with Fire is a paperback available from all major retailers by Bain Books.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at SilverGauze.com. Spelled Silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But we've been talking about, well, the news is bad for you. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. I know you don't get that that live thing going on very often in nationally syndicated radio, but Free Talk Live, we do that for you. Also, we bring you free archives. Going back like 6 years at archives.freetalklive.com. Go peruse. Get all the free archives you want. They're available to you at archives.freetalklive.com. And we, Stephanie, Brian, and myself, are all here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. The Free State Project is an idea to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. The state that's been chosen is New Hampshire. There are many good reasons. Go to the freestateproject.org, read the 101 reasons for New Hampshire should be chosen, I think. Search 101 reasons, and you'll find it. And if you're interested in the ideas of liberty, this is the place to be. Freestateproject.org.
Certainly like living here.
I love it here.
Indeed.
We just sit here and don't read the news because the news makes us unhappy. That's why we're so happy on the show.
Let's just talk about other things. This article.
We don't read it. We make the news here.
Oh, yeah. That's right. So we are talking about an article from The Guardian, surprisingly, a periodical that's running an article that says, you know, don't consume the news, comparing it to basically sugary snacks for your brain that don't encourage any deep thinking.
Wait, sugar's bad for you?
I think we've already established that on the show. Yeah. So the second reason why this author thinks the news makes you unhappy is because it's irrelevant. And he says, this is a good thought experiment. Out of the approximately 10,000 news stories that you have read in the last 12 months, and you know, there are studies that show numbers approximately like that many people are exposed to that many news stories, you know, over the course of a year.
Yeah.
And advertising, too. Like some
advertising's incredible.
Yeah.
They say that you get 1,000 advertising impressions a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Each individual.
Yeah.
And this is why advertisers have to, you know, increase the frequency with which they play ads. It used to be 3, but now they say you want to hit somebody 7 times a week. That's tough.
Wow.
But at some point or another, you're going to start making people angry with your ads. If you've heard that same ad over and over again, you're like, and I'm never going to buy this anyway. Stop playing it. So it's tough.
Yeah, you tune them out. So, okay, out of the approximately 10,000 news stories that you have read in the last year, name one that, because you consumed it, allowed you to make a better decision about a serious matter affecting your life, your career, or your business.
Sometimes I read those top 10 things. I don't know what they're referring to as news. I mean, is he talking about hard news here? Like, you know, there was a train bombing in Lisbon.
I think he's talking about hard news. Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, every once in a while you get these top 10, you know, how to have a better life, how to please your wife better, or whatever it is, these articles.
That sounds great, but that's not news.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, it depends on what you call news. People call E! Entertainment Channel a news channel.
You know, I got to say, though, I hate those numbered lists. In fact, they... Even, like, one of those
numbered
lists.
They are, like, made for radio.
Why do you hate numbered lists, Brian?
One of the reasons, they actually did a numbered list saying, you know, like, ways that advertisers trick your brain. And one of them is that there's
numbered
just this
lists.
Yeah, numbered lists is one of those ways to just instantly, like, grab your, you know, grab your attention and everything.
Yeah.
And so, forget it. You know, I'd rather not. In fact,
I'm a sucker for numbered lists.
Yeah.
I'll read them.
That's the point. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to be a sucker.
Not a sucker like me. Anyway, the third reason why news might make you unhappy is because news has no explanatory power. News items are bubbles popping on the surface of a deeper world. Will accumulating facts help you understand the world? Sadly, no. The relationship is inverted. The important stories are non-stories. Slow, powerful movements that develop below journalist radar but have a transformative effect. The more news factoids you digest, the less of the big picture you will understand. What do you guys think about that?
I guess what I was thinking when you were saying that is I was comparing the sort of underlying social movements that they're talking about here to the liberty movement and to bitcoins in my mind. These are two important things to me.
But look at bitcoins. The coverage Bitcoin is getting in the news is like, oh, it's up. Oh, it's down. Oh, it's anarchy. Right. You know, nobody's talking about the power of this new paradigm.
Well, right.
They're missing the big picture.
I'm glad they're not talking about the power of the paradigm, because frankly, part of the power of bitcoins is that people don't understand what the power of bitcoins is.
What, you think that's part of its power? That it's like relatively unknown?
I think that if it was, you know, being hit on the news that, look, bitcoins would decimate, I don't mean destroy, I mean decimate. Decimate actually specifically means to...
Yeah, split in 10.
To remove a tenth. But,
right.
Yeah, I would say that it's more like, and I don't know what the terminology for this would be, but to cut government power by 70% or so, that bitcoins are going to do that. Not just the United States government, but it certainly will affect the United States government, but governments around the world use fiat currencies to manipulate the public, to fight wars, to do all kinds of things that they would otherwise have to go to the people for. If you'll remember World War II, this was a very popular war after the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and they got people to get involved with war bonds. They rationed things. People happily rationed steel and certain types of metals, and copper, I think, was one of them.
Yeah.
They rationed copper, that's why they had steel pennies. And people were totally on board for this relatively short war. But what did George Bush tell us when the Afghan war started? He said, go shopping. So the difference is that Bitcoin has the power to undermine the state's ability to fight wars.
You don't think they're going to wise up to that? I mean, you don't think they realize that? Maybe that this new currency, this new technology is a threat to their control?
I don't think most people in the government understand how government control works, no.
How government control works?
Yeah, I don't think they do. I think they just believe that it's given by God. That this, they work as cogs and within a wheel. So
maybe that's true.
I don't know. I don't think that the Federal Reserve jumped in and made the Bitcoin market go up and down. I really don't believe that. Maybe, but I just don't believe it.
Yeah, you know, I kind of understand your point. Like with Bitcoin, you like the fact that it's kind of under the radar. Is that the point you're making?
Yeah.
Because I think things like social media, like Twitter and Facebook, you know, these two sites in particular have caused entire uprisings in countries around the world, particularly
Egypt.
They've
been used by uprisers.
They've been used, and the news wouldn't pay attention to them. And that's how they were used. But now the news, I mean, like you watch CNN, and not according to this article, you shouldn't, but you watch CNN, you know, these people are looking for tweets all the time, and they're quoting them. And so now they're like kind of watched, and I really can't see them ever being used for anything like that kind of fruitful again, if you call those movements fruitful.
Twitter and Facebook, you don't think they'll be used in that way again?
They've been ruined because they get big.
Yeah, I think they're way too saturated.
That's
interesting. Brian is like a hipster. He only likes things when you don't know about them.
That's right. Google Plus, baby.
I don't know if that's ever... You might really like Google Plus because I don't think it's ever going to get hit.
I liked Google Plus before it was cool.
Yeah. If you go to China...
Still.
Yeah.
If you go to China, it's the only thing you're going to access when you go.
Is that so?
That is.
I thought Google was out of China now.
No, they're still kind of there. They're the only company that could do it. Only Google could go to China.
Interesting.
Well, on the way, we're going to find out why news is toxic to your body, and we're going to talk about hormones and stuff.
Got hormone problems? 855, 450-FREE.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
855-450-FREE.
The best female voice ever.
Pretty darn close. I'll tell you, that was one of the comments here on Facebook.
Yeah, I wasn't saying that about myself, but thank you to the person who said that. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. You have a fine voice, no doubt. And it's not the only attractive feature about you.
You have
like a triple PhD, is that right?
I have one PhD in biochemistry, just recently received.
Dartmouth, you're an attractive woman. People can see it at cam.freetalklive.com. So good looking on the outside and the inside. Save up to 75% on your prescription medications with Save On Meds. You can, with Save On Meds, they use pharmacies in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand to bring you 75% off of heart medication, cholesterol, cancer drugs, and more from inspected factories. Independent third-party testing of generics for purity and strength. Save now. Get $5 a pill for Viagra or Cialis and 32-count generic packages. Compare that to $25 for the name brand here in the United States. Their pharmacies have been importing safe, reliable medicine to the U.S. customers for 9 years. Generic Viagra and Cialis for $5 a pill. Get it with confidence. When I say with confidence, Save On Meds is actually run by a friend of mine who I have known for more than 30 years. And I am 42, so you can do the math on that one. You can call right now. Get a free quote and information from Save On Meds at 888-6969-363. 888-6969-363. Save On Meds.
Cool.
So,
all right,
Stephanie.
Well,
the news makes the things in the news are irrelevant to us.
Not just that, but they actually make us sick, according to this author. And we are reading a piece from The Guardian about why the news is bad for you. We covered why it's irrelevant and doesn't really explain anything so far, but he's saying it's also toxic to your body. News triggers the limbic system, and as the resident doctor on the show, I guess, or person who's at least very interested in neuroscience, the limbic system is, you know, commonly referred to as like the reptile brain,
right?
The part that handles, you know, kind of very basic functions, fight or flight kind of parts of the brain.
Reptile brain.
Yeah, everybody has one.
Okay.
Not just people who might be accused of being lizard people.
Gotcha.
But the limbic system handles stress response too, right? Stress is very adaptive, right? If you're a caveman and you have to run away from a saber-toothed tiger, or if you're an animal and you're running from a predator, that's really useful to have. Right, to get really stressed out and have a burst of energy so you can get away or protect yourself.
Is limbic system involved in sex response too?
Yes, it's called. It's people say it's the four F's: fight, flight, food, and
the other F word.
Yes,
I gotcha. That's how you remember.
Yeah,
I like three of those.
So, what about the food aspect? Is the limbic system
It regulates appetite and eating and drinking too?
Yeah, and alcohol.
No, drinking, okay. Like water balance and how much salt you are craving.
Gotcha.
So, it's very important stuff.
Nice to have a doctor on the show, I guess.
Thank you.
It hurts when I do this.
Don't do this. That's my advice. So, those things are really useful in immediate emergency situations. Mm-hmm. But having chronic stress is actually really bad for somebody, because it'll just wear down the body. You don't, being in a state of chronic stress is actually a really harmful way to live. So what they're saying, sorry.
What I'll find myself doing is, admittedly, I'm kind of an angry dude. And I'll find myself listening to talk radio in the car. And sometimes if I disagree with, you know, whoever the commentator is in there, I'll be yelling at them on the radio. Wrong! You're wrong! You know?
I can picture you driving and making that face.
It happens.
The vein popping out of your neck.
But sometimes, it's just really embarrassing. I'll have, like, my son in the car, and I forget. You know, I'm not facing and looking at him. So, he'll hear me yelling.
Poor Jack.
You know, who knows if he thinks I'm yelling at him. I mean, the poor dog, she's going to wet herself back there. She's very sensitive. So,
wow.
Fruit Loop is a very sensitive animal. And this has happened, this has happened to me, and I feel like terrible that people are exposed to. I don't feel the bad that I'm exposing myself to this kind of visceral hate that I put myself through.
You must keep doing it, right? So there must be some payoff for you to keep listening to this stuff that makes you so angry.
Yeah, there must be some kind of payoff.
I wonder what that is.
It certainly isn't the grinding of my teeth, because I just do that. I do that whether I yell or not.
Right. So, maybe, you can relate to what this article is saying about news putting people in this chronic state of stress. And I really think that's totally true. Most people know about cortisol, which is a hormone, and it's generally referred to in pop, science as the stress hormone. And that's because it mediates a number of the body's responses to stress. And
what's it have to do with cortisone?
Cortisone is another steroid hormone that's similar to cortisol, but it doesn't do quite the same things. Cortisone is something that people use to put in on like their skin in skin cream to decrease inflammation.
Okay.
And actually, that's one of the functions of cortisol in your body too. Is it kind of suppresses the immune system, which can be great, like in the short term if you have an itchy bump that you want to stop itching, but it's bad in the long term because you don't want to be suppressing your immune system because it needs to fight off germs.
Bad, yeah.
Right. They're pretty similar in that way. But so if you watch the news and you're constantly feeling this kind of low-level anxiety and stress all the time, that does put you in a chronic state of stress. And, you can get sick more often, you can retain fluid, you'd be more likely to have a heart attack. I mean, that stuff is real, and it really has ways that it's mediated. It's not just like we're saying a truism, like, oh, stress kills. No, it's really true. Like, these hormones actually do affect your body in ways that might make you more likely to get sick.
It presents a problem that you can't solve. And like, there's nothing that people can, you know, just hate, like a, you know, their bodies hate, like a problem that they can't solve.
That's a great point, because that's totally true about the news. It's all this stuff that you have no control over, that you might have a very negative emotional reaction to when you hear about, but what can you do about it? Nothing.
I have a friend of mine who's a talk show host, and he actually experienced PTSD from the Iraq War. He wasn't over there. He was just paying attention, you know, watching the, watching the news even more than I ever do. Yeah. Like, you know, on Free Talk Live, we've got to be jacks of all trades, so we tend to kind of, you know, pick and, you know, just pick around at the news. Whereas many of these talk shows, they do specific stuff and they go really in depth. And he really went in depth, and, you know, with these pictures of kids that were killed and things like that.
Yeah, those are awful.
He actually experienced PTSD and diagnosed PTSD, and it was, you know, terrible for him. Yeah. He was never in Iraq. And a lot of people, I would imagine, poo-poo this. Oh, geez, are you kidding me? Guy got PTSD, didn't even go to war. It's bad enough that the soldiers are faking PTSD as it is.
He's immersed in it, though.
Yeah, I could really see that happening. In fact, I remember just before we went into Iraq, this was right around when I was actually going into the military, and I actually went to Iraq, but I remember watching the news. Like, I was watching MSNBC with Lester Holt all the time, like almost 24/7, it'd be running in the background. And I can say they gave you a pretty good picture of what it looked over when you actually get over there. And so, certainly I could believe that would happen. Because, I mean, it was, you could practically, you know, like the line goes, everything's in high def, you can practically taste the brain matter.
Ugh.
You know, I mean, that's how good a job they did and how bad it is for you.
Yeah.
Well, and the converse of that is that sometimes people become really desensitized to it. Like, as a defense mechanism, if you're watching this stuff all the time, that's very emotionally laden and potentially traumatizing to see, then what happens is you end up just kind of shutting off your empathy, and you're seeing this on the TV screen.
What else can you do?
Yeah, right. It's a defense.
I mean, what would you expect a soldier to do in those circumstances? A soldier has to shut off their empathy.
Yeah.
They can't survive mentally. I mean, that's just really the only option that they've got, is to shut off their empathy.
I think it desensitizes you to the sight of it. It definitely does not desensitize you to the feeling of if you actually do it. Like, if you're a part of that killing, nothing prepares you for that, not even the most incredible television presentation.
I'm sure, yeah.
855 450 free. Has the news made you sick before? Have you stopped watching at some point in your life? What was it like for you? 855 450 free.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. What we've been kind of talking about here is the effects of news on you, your life, your body. It's kind of interesting here. The conversation will continue in a moment, and your calls at 855-450-FREE. You make them. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. It's difficult to get bitcoins. I mean, bitcoins.
I think that's one of the biggest problems with adoption of Bitcoin right now is the difficulty.
It is difficult to get them. There are lots of there's lots of news stories out there. People are talking about bitcoins, but acquiring them can be difficult. And I think BitInstant actually has a cap on what you can buy in a given day too. Mm. So getting sort of large quantities can be difficult. But BitInstant.com makes it possible for you to go to places around the world, more than a million locations around the world, use the MoneyGram system and send Bitcoins to a variety of different ways that you can have a wallet. And all you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. Some big changes coming to BitInstant in the very near future, too. Going to be rolling out here in just a couple of days. BitInstant, I'm excited about it. BitInstant.com.
Awesome.
So,
I'm just curious what they are. we'll find out. I'm patience, right?
I'll show you the secret later.
Oh, my.
Indeed.
Okay. So, we were talking about the news and, you know, why the news may not, or being glued to the news, following the news may not be in the best interest of your health and well-being and happiness. So, the next point in this article here from The Guardian is that news inhibits thinking. And this is what the people say, that it's like, oh, these sheeple, they're just glued to their TVs. You know, do you guys hear that sentiment a lot?
Oh, sure.
I often do hear the sentiment sheeple, and I totally have a lot of sympathy for the term. You know, I mean, I think that a lot of people feel the way I do, which is I'm among the smartest 0.1% of people on the planet.
A lot of now, people feel that way?
It can't, yeah. Oh, absolutely. A lot of people feel that way. It can't be true, right?
Right.
It's more than 0.1%.
A lot more than 0.1%. And I've met a lot of people that might be smarter than me. Now, the funny thing is that people tend to kind of operate this way in their lives, though. And So when people get sort of the average news and they believe it or whatever, they operate the way they do, it's easy to dismiss them as stupid or asleep or sheeple or whatever. And I don't think that this is as tempting as it is. I don't think it's a particularly beneficial way to get people on board.
Yeah, it's really like a way of shaming people, but I get where people are coming from when they call others sheeple. Like, it's so frustrating sometimes to feel like, you know, you know about what's going on in the world, and nobody else really is either cares or knows, or
it's as plain as the nose on your face. Why can't you see it?
Right. Yeah.
But they can't.
It's like Donald Rumsfeld, you know, the known we have known unknowns and unknown unknowns. Right.
But do we have known unknowns?
Do we have unknown knowns?
Okay.
That would
unknown
be the
knowns. Right. Yeah, that would be. Yeah. That's interesting.
We probably do.
That sounds spiritual in some way.
Maybe if, like, our brains operated on parallel tonality.
I don't even know what, that. That sounds like a known unknown to me, too.
I don't know if we want to get into that.
Okay.
Unknown known?
Yeah. Let's leave that known unknown.
So, news inhibits thinking. Thinking requires concentration. Concentration requires uninterrupted time, right? They're laying out a little syllogism here. News pieces are specifically engineered.
I don't know what a syllogism is. How can I be one of the smartest 1/10 of 1%? You know, I've forgotten what a syllogism is. I know I've looked this word up before.
It's sort of like a logical proof a little
bit. Okay, yes,
yeah.
That sounds right.
So, thinking requires concentration. Concentration requires uninterrupted time. News pieces are specifically engineered, though, to interrupt you. They are like viruses that steal attention for their own purposes. News makes us shallow thinkers, but it's worse than that. News affects our memory. There are two types of memory. Long-range memory's capacity is nearly infinite, but working memory is limited to a certain amount of data. And this is true. Like, have you ever, if you want to know about working memory, think about whether you've ever tried to remember a phone number. And usually, you know, most phone numbers in the U.S., they're going to have an area code and then the town or whatever, and then 4 digits, right?
The prefix. So,
yeah.
That's called.
Prefix, okay.
The first the middle three numbers. So there's the area code, and then those next three numbers are called a prefix.
Ah, thanks. Okay. So, so it's going to be 10 numbers in total. Well, it's a lot easier to remember 855, 450, and then the word free. Or even 3733.
Yeah.
Than it is to remember 855-450-3733. You know, because what basically, if you break it down by each number is a unit, and you can only have so many blocks or units in your working memory, your short-term memory, that you need to complete a task at once, like a task like dialing a phone number. And so if you break it down into like 855, that's only one unit as opposed to three. So
I'm waiting
that's working
for our
memory.
Little computer helpers that mesh with our brains that remember this stuff.
Yeah.
I had a coworker at one point who remembered every telephone number he had ever heard. And knew, I mean, he was like a walking phone book. He knew, you know, what I couldn't believe it.
Rain Man.
At some point, he was, you know, sort of normalish.
a friend of yours? Come on.
He was a coworker.
Oh, a coworker.
We were stuck together accidentally. But, I mean, you know, it got to the point where I'm just asking him, what's that number?
Wow.
I'm just
literally
using him as a
walking
phone
book.
Pilot.
He's your personal Rolodex. I like Palm Pilot better, though.
You know, that's something. When I was growing up, I was, like, I kind of had this reputation. I mean, when I was, like, a teenager and everything, I had this reputation of being a walking encyclopedia. And I'll admit, there's a time where, even up till very recently, where I was very frustrated that, like, people have to constantly look stuff up. And it's like, wait, you don't know? And they, you know, they just don't. But even, or, no, you know, it wasn't that. It was the fact that I had to work really hard to know all this stuff, and now they can just look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, right.
That's what used to annoy me.
I see. Now we're getting to the root of the issue.
Yeah, there it is.
Right. Wait till you get a little older and your brain doesn't work as well as it used to. You love that.
Well, the second thing to go is your memory, right?
I don't think so.
So, I mean, the way that news inhibits thinking is that, you know, we're being bombarded by all of these things, and we can't hold them in our short-term memory all at once. There's just too much stuff. And then as a result, you know, things kind of go out or slip away from our short-term memory, and we don't, like, sort of internalize that information into our long-term memory. So that's how the news kind of keeps us, you know, it, the pace is so fast it keeps us distracted with the next thing.
It's really interesting, like, that you'll get the names that are showing up in the news at the time, like Hosni Mubarak was in the news for a little while there. And then I remember a few months after the sort of Egyptian thing happened, I was like, what's that guy's name again? Like, I couldn't remember his name. It was on everybody's lips 6 months ago, but then you can't remember it, you know, and you're trying to, like, all these the people in the Bush administration, and I knew those people's names and their titles at some point or another, and then zip, they're gone.
Right.
It's amazing that everybody remembers Monica Lewinsky, though.
She was burned indelibly on people's mind.
I can't imagine why everybody remembers her instead of Mubarak.
That's called a mnemonic device. So the next thing is, news increases cognitive errors. And cognitive biases and cognitive errors are something that's come up a bunch of times on Free Talk Live in the past. And another show that is...
Well, Free Talk Live hopefully is about critical thinking, and in critical thinking, you need to be able to analyze your own thinking first. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, cognitive biases are very important in that. Hopefully, I know where my biases exist. I know I've got them, but hopefully...
have them.
Yeah.
Hopefully the best we can do... Yeah, is try to be aware of our own biases and conscious of them. I mean, and they're kind of like shortcuts in thinking that may have been pretty adaptive back in the past, right? Like, you see something and it's really scary and horrible, and then you're, like, super afraid of that forever. Well, statistically, that thing is not likely to happen again, like a plane crash, for instance. But you overestimate, you make an overestimation error. Because you're really scared of it, or you really don't want it to happen. But anyway, so news, the way that news increases cognitive errors, these little bugs in our thinking, news feeds the mother of all cognitive errors, confirmation bias. And this is something that you guys mentioned before. In the words of Warren Buffett, what the human being is best at doing is interpreting all new information so that their prior conclusions remain intact.
Yeah. It's incredible how people, you know, two people who are wrong, you know, wrong differently on the same subject can hear a piece of news and hear that news is confirming what it is that they already believe.
Oh, yeah, totally. News exacerbates this flaw, is what they're saying. We become prone to overconfidence, take stupid risks, and misjudge opportunities. And it also exaggerates another cognitive error, the story bias. Our brains crave stories that, quote, make sense. So if they make sense, if the news says the company went bankrupt because of X, we believe it.
Yeah. I do think that people are constantly craving a solution, an answer, that they want to find out what it is.
More coming up.
It can harm them. 855-450-FREE.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you as excited about Bitcoins as I am? Then you need to be where Free Talk Live is going to be. In San Jose on May 17th through 19th at Bitcoin 2013, the future of payments. You could be in front or behind the wave of change. Bitcoin pioneers from Coinbase, NerdTribe, and Facebook will signal the future for Bitcoins. Education, networking, and opportunities never imagined will be there for the bold. Seize the future. The future of payments. Sign up now. Bitcoin2013.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.